I'm Andy Hamer, and this is Dave Podmore's Cricket Night.
Podmore's driven that very hard indeed. It's speeding up now. Is it going to cross the boundary? It's crossing the boundary rope now. Smashes through the advertising board and up into the third row of the grandstand.
Oh, gee.
Well, I suppose that's always likely to happen if you put Podmore in charge of the drinks buggy, but... people fleeing for their lives now, and, with Podmore in this sort of mood, he really is a very, very dangerous player indeed.
Yeah, no, I think it's fair to say there haven't been too many champagne moments in my career, because, to be honest, champagne gasses me up. Same with lager, draft bass, well, don't even go there. I've had the odd Drambuie moment, but it's getting hold of it is the problem, especially on the subcontinent.
And Podmore is calling for a runner, but I don't think that will be allowed because it is his own fault if he has eaten too much. The physio is coming onto the field now with a Diet Coke, but it is way too late for that. He's an overweight man.
There have been a fair few Moscow Muir moments, which have led to me perhaps not doing myself too much justice. And then, of course, in Karachi, when there was no bar in the hotel, I was lucky enough to break into the physio's bag, and, as I say, that was very much a surgical spirit moment. So, very much so.
And Podmore's spraying it around all over the shop. Oh, dear. And... it's so unpleasant and so unnecessary, really, when there's a perfectly good gents' lavatory on the long leg boundary. And a ladies' too. Which, if we're allowed to say ladies in these days of bra-burning correctitude, because we're supposed to call them women, aren't we? Anyway, they're bringing the super sopper and the mops out now. Of course, when we were in America, we'd have to call it a bathroom, wouldn't we? Which I always think is terribly funny, because one wouldn't particularly want to have a bath in there, would one? My dear old thing.
Dave Podmore's as English as the Cross of St George, fish and chips and Johnny Wilkinson, but without the single-mindedness and slightly off-putting intensity at press conferences when all you want is a 20-second soundbite. In other words, Pod's a national treasure, but, as I was to discover, is a treasure now travelling under a different passport.
Why Belgium, Pod?
Ah, I've had a lifelong love affair with the Low Countries, Andy. This is the third car I bought over there. Speedo's in Flemish, obviously, traffic reports are a bit iffy. But, he's saving a couple of grand, so... they're quite tricky to open, these.
Yes, I've noticed you're snacking on a bowl of mussels. It's not your normal carbohydrate top-up before a gig.
Chips are a bit thin, too. Still, you've got to make an effort. Just hope the phone doesn't go. No. What attracted me about the Belgian package was the next World Cup.
Cricket, I hope, Pod, as opposed to the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah. And now I'm Belgian, certain to get the nod to lead the Walloon boys in the quest for glory.
Because that's all you hear about still. Rugby, rugby, rugby.
And the thing is, we've got a first round draw against Madagascar, and Madagascar's going to be tight, you know, but there's a good chance of getting England in the next round.
Even my mum, Pod, she doesn't like sport, but she says, why can't you do something about rugby instead of traipsing around after that man all the time? Her words, not mine.
Yeah, as I say, once you're through to the Super Sixes, then, well, anything can happen, and Dave Podmore's got a better chance of getting there as a Walloon, so got to be realistic.
Don't you have to have some family connection with Belgium to qualify?
Oh, very much so, yes. My late granddad, of course, lost his life in Flanders.
1917?
No, 1989, I think. He was trying to smuggle 100 litres of Stella and 1,000 Henry Wintermans, but sadly it was before the import restrictions were lifted, so he had to smoke and drink the whole lot at the border.
Oh dear.
They said you could hear the explosion in Kent. If only he'd waited a week longer, he would have made it through. He's only 75.
Oh, it's a sad waste.
It's always the best to take him from us young, isn't it? All they found of him was his bunny club lighter.
Yeah.
It still works, though. So you turn it upside down,
yeah,
and the kit comes off.
Oh, yeah.
The family regularly visits the grave of the unknown fag dealer. What's the matter with her?
It might be because you're driving on the right, Pod.
Ah. A
so willing. Learn the customs, haven't you? Well, trouble on the G3.
It's looking we're going to London's television centre then, Pod.
Having negotiated the Westway in a record 3 minutes, Pod was in good time for his appearance on top-rating BBC Quiztainment show They Think It's All Over, now in its record-breaking 138th series.
Oh, I don't know. Let's go around the front. I haven't got a clue who this is. No idea. Can I go home now? My cab yet, Nick?
Tonight's mystery guest, a certain Dave Podmore, is causing TV funny man Rory McGrath a bit of a headache.
Well, whoever it is has got large breasts. Oh, sorry, can you edit that out? Should have said huge tits. Shag! Cock! No, I don't know. Who is it? Who is it then? Come on, tell us.
But Pod, or Pad, as Nick Hancock unfortunately called him, was soon bonding with Rory and the guys in the showers afterwards.
Sorry, Pod, mate. It's just that with the helmet on, I couldn't feel your moustaches. I'd have known him straight away.
Nah, it's all right. Forget it, mate. Oh, listen, loved you on Children in Need.
Oh, cheers, cheers. 8 months till the next one, now. Yeah. I've got to do something before then. Yeah. Paul, you haven't got any charity work you can sling my way, have you?
What are you looking for?
Oh, anything, you know. Some of those kids you bring out of comas. That's a hell of a gig. How do you get that?
Well, yeah, it's a gift, I suppose, Rory. You seem to have this God-given talent to visit a children's ward and 9 times out of 10 bring a kiddie out of the coma.
Yeah.
Whereas you swear on telly.
True,
you know, horses for courses, mate.
Yeah, Jimmy sounds. It's just so difficult now, you see. Mm. Jim Davidson's claimed Iraq. Yeah. Then he's got Africa. Nowhere left. Caroline Quentin was in there with the endangered seals. Still saw an Asda in a fur coat, though. I mean, where do you go? Where do you go?
Yeah, sweet. Happy days. What's your Tuffers? Good show, mate. Yeah. Bogging on.
Yeah, Tuffers. What's a charity situation like in Oz?
Yeah, sweet. Chuff, chuff, happy days.
Yeah, that's the trouble with the Aussies. They're all so bloody healthy. You'd be hard pushed to find one sick kiddie, let alone a wardful.
Mm. Oh, there's another one. Sorry, guys, I'm on call.
Yeah, tell him how much my ex-missus wants off me a month. That'll wake him up. You damn man, Phil.
Yeah, sweet, happy days.
Pod's tireless work in the public eye does, however, bring him an unexpected reward. When I dropped in to get the old fella to sign some bats for the Borrowash Boys Club, it seemed like just another morning shade Podmore. That is, until Saxon, Pod's youngest, brought in the morning post.
Yeah, scamp! What you got? What you got there, then? Oh, look, he's eating the free Oxfam pen, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
One less mouth to feed. Jackie! It's your Kukai catalogue. He's had some of this and all. Yeah, monthly statement still there. Not surprised you couldn't get that down. 1,800 quid?
Mm. Good morning, Jackie.
Hey, Andy, look at this.
Oh, wow, Pod. It's from Buckingham Palace.
No, not that. It's from Reader's Digest. It says I won 1,000,000 quid. No, hang on. What was one and nine noughts? What? That's got to be 1,000,000,000,000. Jackie! Not that Diamante thong you set your heart on, one you saw on QVC. Well, it's as good as in there, love. And I'll be able to afford that timeshare they were offering me last time.
But, Pod, look, this is from Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, I know, that's it's an Indian takeaway in Aylesbury. I stopped there one morning on my way to a game, and, well, they never leave you alone, do they?
No, it's the London Buckingham Palace.
Oh, they must be doing all right, then. Yeah, it was good. Go on, open it if you like, Andy. Might as well see if the menu's changed.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
Pod, it says you're being awarded the MBE.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Pod, this is fantastic. Oh, congratulations. Oh, come here, kid.
Get off!
But this is an absolute milestone in live sports broadcasting. Mm. The moment when an athlete realises that his life's work in the field of comatose kiddies has been officially recognised.
No. It's for being on telly. Look, it says here.
Even so, getting a medal for services to blokish entertainment, which the ladies like too.
Yeah, how much is it going to cost, though? Gonna make a big hole in that 1,000,000,000,000.
But consider the honour, Pod.
Well, I'm considering the drive to bloody London. A1M on a, when is it? Friday dinner time. Plus all those lollipop ladies will be having the day off. I mean, traffic chaos. We'll have to have a think about that one.
Well.
Now, look at this, Andy.
What's that?
The demo of my new CD.
Oh, yeah.
Then again, you see, stick by royal appointment on this, and well, you're looking at a Christmas number one, aren't you? Leicestershire. Sounds like those lads have had a few.
Ouch! That's disgusting! And there's more where that came from on Dave Podmore's Worst Drunken Cricket Chants Ever.
Holy, holy, show us your bum!
There's Show Us Your Bum!
Show us your bum! Holy, holy, show us your bum! Show us your bum! Who's had all the pies?
And who did have all those pies?
Holy, holy, you fat bastard, you had all the pies!
The Barmy Army.
Barmy Army.
Here come the Pakistanis. Call that drunk? Pod doesn't. Come on, crack open the special brew and let's get serious.
Jingle bells, someone spells, shove it up your ass.
Have a Merry Christmas with 65 of Dave Podmore's classic drunken cricket chants. Cheers. Oi, what's your problem?
Pod's not one to let the grass, or indeed the astroturf, grow under his feet. While waiting for his Christmas CD to chart, he's busy at the Dave Podmore Cricket Centre, proving that charity begins at work. It's the day of the photo shoot for the Derbyshire Let's Knock Diseases for Six team calendar, the like of which you will not have seen before. Pod's Mr. November.
Come on, a lot more of that, right.
Now
the bat, strategic mid-race,
right, like that.
You know what I mean, lover. That's right.
One more.
Ooh, lovely, all lovely. Right. Come on, mate, love to the lens, And the tripod, if you like, yes. Right, I have to say at five after that, Pod.
Yeah.
All that bothered me.
Right.
Well, this is certainly a first for Dave Podmore.
Yeah, it's a bit provocative, but if it raises money, what the hell?
But I have to ask, Pod, do you think this will be allowed? I mean, in sports shops and retail outlets where children might see it.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah, but you're wearing all your clothes. Mm. Has anyone ever done a calendar before where everyone's got their kit on?
No, Andy, unique as far as I know. There's talk of a Hollywood movie based on this, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Who do you think they get to play me, do you reckon?
Well, Dame Helen Mirren's awfully good.
Yeah, she'd want to take her clothes off, though, wouldn't she? I don't know, I think it's more Colin Welland.
Well, I just hope this venture doesn't set alarm bells ringing at Buckingham Palace, Pod, prior to your all-important MBE. Mm. Have you had any thoughts about who your allotted guests will be for the big day?
Oh, sleepless nights, Andy. I can't take Jackie, obviously.
Why not, Pod?
Because when it looked like we were getting divorced, we sold the photo rights to Cheerio magazine.
The new celebrity breakups weekly. It's very glossy, but quite dear.
Yeah, well, the money they fork out, it has to be. But I think it's important for Jackie. You know, in the past, she's sometimes been seen as a bit of an adjunct, really.
Uh-huh.
And this will give us some financial independence and self-respect and... And pay for the wet room, obviously. And, well, so there's no way we can show up at Buckingham Palace together.
Yeah, so so with Jackie out of the equation, have you thought about taking anyone else?
Like who?
Like a sympathetic professional who could capture this great milestone in Dave Podmore's life for posterity.
Mm. Come on, Pod, back to work. Get that helmet on, saucy.
That's not a bad idea, actually, Andy. Nicola, you doing anything Friday week?
Yeah, I see. Not wanted on voyage.
Welcome to Ellen MacArthur's World of Sailing, with me, Andy Hamer. I'm here in Gosport, with the independent newspaper's Yachts Woman of the Year, who's also a sports personality who appreciates an interview with a professional touch.
Yeah, no, as I say, very much so, obviously, Andy.
I think the new size independent newspaper really works, don't you, Ellen?
Obviously, you're just looking to do yourself justice round the world-wise.
It's as full of quality reading as ever, and also good for taking on the high seas, I fancy. Not too big to get in the way of the mizzenmast.
Yeah, no, as I say, obviously, it's awesome to be following in the footsteps of guys like Drakey, Columbusy and Chichestry.
You see, if I'd mentioned the Independent to a cricketer, for example, I'd just have got a blank look.
Andy, what are you doing?
I'm putting the finishing touches to my new reality docutainment show, or Sportrate, as I like to call it.
Yeah, well, never mind about that. We've got to get to the palace. I'm double parked.
You know, I thought I was excess baggage.
Oh, come on, Andy. If you don't come, how am I going to get the petrol money back off the BBC? Goodbye, sailor.
Our drive out of downtown Leicester and onto the M1 via the Kirby Muxlow Junction, on the road to MBE Glory, reminded me of the last time Pod went hunting south for silverware. The coveted BBC Sports Personality of the Year award in the 1980s.
And in third place, the man who broke his back when he fell off his horse. In second place, the bloke who cried when he lost the golf. And the 1981 BBC Sport Personality of the Year, as voted by you, the television viewers, is shared by Dave Podmore and the sparrow that landed on the net of the men's final at Wimbledon.
He's still in touch with you, co-winner Pod?
No, not really. We had the first dance at the dinner afterwards, but then he was off. Yeah. Well, that's birds for you.
But those 23 years of awardless hurt are about to end, Pod.
What's the matter, Saxon? What's the matter, boy?
Do you think he's going to be sick again?
No, wrong end, Andy. I think it's his worm making him uncomfortable. Yeah, look, there you are.
Hey, careful, Pod.
Trying to do everything at once here. Can you just give it a tug? The worm at the back, Andy, just give it a tug.
Sure.
A bit like having kids, this. No, he likes you. Ah, oh, bless. There, Andy, don't let him eat it.
Sorry.
Back to square one.
But, Pod, there's three dogs here. In addition to Saxon, we've got Rocky 1 and Rocky 2 on board.
That's Rocky 3, you pillar.
Oh, what happened to Rocky 2?
Well, Rocky 3 ate Rocky 2, very sadly.
Yeah. Nevertheless, Pod, the point I'm making is that there's three dogs here, so you've got your full complement of three permitted guests.
Yeah. Queen's a dog lover, isn't she?
Yeah.
Put her at her ease. She must get a squeeze with nerves on days like this. Actually, I better double check the arrangements.
Oh, Pod, I think you might be breaking the law.
Not if you're phoning on official royal business, Andy. It's sovereign's prerogative, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. If Her Majesty's driving the old state landau to open a school, branch of Underlay World, and she's not going to be able to put a wad on a nag unless she does it down the blower, is she?
Oh, treason to suggest otherwise, Pod.
You just steer for a bit, Andy. Hello, it's Pod here. Is that the Vice Marshal of the Privy Wardrobe, whatever? Yeah, I just want to... Can you tell us what the dress code protocol is, Pat? Only it's just some people are a bit arsey about fag advertising. Oh, excellent. Well, I just thought I'd check. Cheers.
Now, how do I look, Andy?
Very smart indeed, Pod. And the tuxedo shows a ton of respect for the occasion.
Can you see the logos there?
Would Sir like the Q of B&Q dressed to the left or the right?
Left. I'll do it, chum.
Yeah.
Is there enough space between the Burger King and Halfords?
Well, even if not, the Burger King crowns on the dogs do the job.
Can you just straighten Rocky 3's bow tie, Andy?
Sure. Pod, I'm sorry to go on about this.
Rocky 3, Andy.
God. Right, but the invitation does stipulate three guests, and three dogs plus me makes four.
Are you going to be the one who looks these guys in the face and tells one of them he's going to be sat in the car all afternoon?
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be the one.
No, well, I'll do it then.
If I may make a suggestion, gentlemen.
What? Keep up, Andy!
I'm trying to, Pod, but it's not easy to run in this costume.
By parking outside the congestion zone, Pod saved himself £5, and I lost a good deal more than that, attired as I was in a satin frock, a Osama bin Laden beard, an ankle-length pubic wig. Uncomfortable as an outfit, certainly, but as a means of getting past Buckingham Palace security, it was unbeatable.
I'm not asking you for 2,000, I'm not asking you for a grand. 50 nikar for this genuine gift to the Prince of Wales from the people of Sarawak.
It's a dazzling scene here in the courtyard of Buckingham Palace. I don't think I've ever seen such an array of high-ranking royal street vendors.
Yeah, I've got sarongs, saris, wedding dresses, £2 a pop, all by royal appointment. Come on, ladies, give them ideas.
It's like a royal car boot sale, Pod.
It's commercialism gone mad, Andy. No, don't blame Her Majesty, obviously.
Get your Diana tapes, buy three, I'll throw in a tampon. 75 pence. One's crucifying oneself here.
Well, Prince Edward certainly learnt something from his days in the cutthroat world of independent television production.
Who buy one has hats, scarves, tea cases.
No thanks, love.
Wasn't that the Princess Royal, Pod?
All knitted by loyal subjects.
I said no.
Come on, Andy, we're late.
Here we are in the Great Hall, Pod, where the great and the good are receiving their richly deserved honours.
For playing football!
Yeah, no, very much so. Three paces forward, head down, ball backwards, three steps back. No, down, three steps
for
back,
forward. For hosting radio phoning.
Concentrate, don't get your knob out, don't get your knob out, Pod.
For doing what you get paid for anyway.
It's certainly a galaxy of stars. Mm. Look, Pod, there's John Stalker, former Deputy Chief Constable of Greater Manchester.
For services to awnings and home security advertising.
Come on, drummer.
He's brought his dog too, Pod.
Ah, look, boys, it's a little Labrador. You have those for breakfast, don't you, Saxon? Saxon?
Where's Saxon? He's here, Pod.
That's Tyson.
Saxon?
Saxon, where are you, boy?
Shh!
We've got to find him.
But they're just coming to TV's Rory McGrath. It'll be your turn soon, Pod.
Saxon!
Oh, let's have a feel. It's a short arse. It must be a jockey. A jockey in drag. Walter Swinburne in a frock. Cock, shag, smegma.
Ew! You're the sweary man.
Oh, looks like you came down here, Pod.
Well, just wipe it off with your Osama beard.
All right.
Let's try in here. So, no sign of him in the butler's pantry.
Oh, and a laddie's cave of Tupperware, Pod. But no 9-stone Rhodesian Ridgeback, pup.
But we're getting close. Look, he chewed the foot off this suit of armour.
Oh, yeah.
What's in here? Ah, this is like my nan's bedroom.
Mine too, Pod, though with even more Draylon.
Never seen so many jigsaws. Freshly ironed copy of the Racing Poster.
Yeah, 2002 tape of EastEnders. This can only mean one thing, Pod.
What?
Her Majesty doesn't know Dirty Den's back. Ooh, I'd stop bouncing on her bed if I were you, Pod.
Yeah, actually, I need a dump anyway. Is this the ensuite through here, do you reckon? Oh, she's got one of these, though. Hasn't changed the bristles for a while, though. More jigsaws in here.
I think there's something going on under the bed.
Fancy having one of your own house. That's cheating, isn't it?
Hello, Saxon. Who's your friend? Ooh, quite a close one.
Have you found Saxon?
Yes, and one of the corgis, too.
Oh, result. Great. Hello, Saxon. Come on, boy. Time to come and see your daddy get his gong. What's the matter, boy? Hey, you look a bit off colour. Is it your worm?
I don't think so, Pod.
For reading out the news.
Excuse me, I was here.
Hey, you pushing, pal.
We're all going to get one, you know.
Sorry.
It's all right, just don't do it again.
That's Hollywood's Sam Mendes, Pod.
Oh, yeah.
The Oscar-winning director of American Beauty.
Whoa, respect. Let me shake you by the hand, pal.
Thanks. Great to meet you, Pod.
No, honestly, American Beauties, I mean, that film was a two boxes of Kleenex job, honest. I mean, it was amazing camera work. Was that a real pineapple she used, or was it vegetable tonic?
I'm not sure we're talking about the same film.
Oh, when he made the washing machine go at double speed. That was classic. What are you doing next, mate?
Well, I'm adapting to Dostoevsky.
No, I meant you want to go for a curry.
All right. I'd like to pick your brains, actually, Pod. I've just bought a house with its own cricket ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was wondering if you could give me some advice.
Well, number one, bung the planning authority. But actually, the man you need to talk to is Ken Gloag from Tadworth Homes. Do you know the Carpet Planet Superstore on the Bledworth Ring Road? Well, he did the toilets in the car park. I mean, yeah, the build quality's not that great, but he's bloody quick. I mean, bosh, it's up before the protesters have climbed one tree.
Right, I see.
For being on the telly.
Oh, gotta shoot. Listen, if you want a stand-in for your next film, I'm your man, you know what I'm saying?
Well, actually, I've got Kevin Spacey lined up for my next...
You don't believe me? Look at that. No special effects there, mate.
For being on the telly.
Showtime. Walk forward.
Oh,
sorry, love. Listen, just pin it there on the O of O2.
Stop the investiture. There is an imposter in the palace.
What do you mean, pal?
By the power invested in me by the crown, I hereby declare this medium-paced bowler to be unfit to be a most excellent member of the British Empire. For he is a Walloon. Seize the balloon!
Oh. What are you doing? I'm an MBE!
And don't come back, you sprout-noshing, slitty-eyed, Belgian beer-bellied muscle muncher!
Bad luck, Pod. And I'm afraid I have some more bad news about Saxon. Pop these headphones on and listen to this tape of what happened in that bedroom.
What do you mean, what happened?
Press play, Pod.
Hello, it's... That's Saxon. What's going on? Oh, leave him alone. No! He can't do that to Saxon. He's underage. Oh, no! You four-legged Welsh bastard!
Due to a legal injunction from the palace, we are unable to reveal the exact nature of the acts that took place between an alleged male corgi and an unnamed Rhodesian ridgeback. What I can reveal is that a settlement was agreed to the complete satisfaction of all injured parties. Oh, congratulations, Pod. Or should I say, Sir Pod?
Yes, you should. You can top me up as well, by the way.
Well, here's to you, Pod.
Sir Pod. Here's to you too, Andy. Without that tape of yours.
Which, of course, never existed, recording events that never happened.
Yeah, well, if it wasn't for that, I'd be out of my arse. Instead of which, I'm 50 grand better off. Saxon's stud fees are up to 75 quid a pop. There's a very acceptable jewel-encrusted rhino horn from the people of Mallorca on Sir Pod's mantelpiece.
Is it the first knighthood for services to keeping quiet?
No, I couldn't possibly say, Andy.
Ah, well, if I can just read the inscription. Oni soit qui téléphone à Max Clifford.
Yeah, obviously, over the moon that the houses of Podmore and Windsor are that much closer together. I mean, here's Lady Podmore.
I've never seen an ermine thong before. May I have the first dance, your ladyship?
There's a royal footman over there winking at you, Andy. Go on.
Fair enough.
Dave Podmore would obviously like to thank Christopher Douglas, Andrew Nichols and Nick Newman for their help in making this programme. Also, Nicholas Sanderson, Ewan Bailey, TV's Rory McGrath and Radio's Richard Wilson. This programme was brought to you by Franklin Mint, cherishable porcelain figurines commemorating the act of corgi love.
Oh, darling, it's a Franklin piece. Let's switch the light out.